Wednesday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
All right, guys, let's get right into it. And let's talk about riding penises
to space. Yeah, enough bullshit. Let's get right into the news. Stop fucking around, Kev.
Yeah, my bad.
and the biggest news is that a whole bunch of assholes went to space and they came back, unfortunately.
Yeah, god damn it.
Yeah. Assholes in space.
There's a way to phrase this without making it sound like I'm a complete piece of shit, but like there was a very small part of me that wanted either one of their ships to blow up. Like I know that's fucked up because the thing, but like I was just thinking like it would be sweet justice for a billionaire who could literally end world hunger and still have billions upon billions of dollars left over to try to escape the planet and blow up in the process. Like it would have been straight out of a movie or something, but like obviously I don't wish death upon any of the other people on board, but you know, it just would have been like the little like pinch of like, thank you, God, for listening to our prayers for, again, this man who could do something, who chooses not to even treat his employees like humans. So
it's just, I feel like we would be in a Kang situation or, where they'll replace me and you'll get someone much worse.
It's possible, right?
I don't know, man. It's just so dystopian. Yeah, it's just fucking, yeah. I saw it.
And the bullshit that he said, just the like, thanks to my employees and the consumers out there who buy from Amazon, you made this possible. Yeah, we're all fucking aware, Bezos. God damn, yeah. We know. Thank you. I don't feel grateful that you spent that money to go to fucking space.
You know, he said it as a joke, but he didn't look like it was a joke. Like he was like ha 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 with his robot laugh, but nobody took it. Nobody took it like a joke.
Yeah, it wasn't a joke, because that's the thing. Like, it wasn't actually a joke. Dude was dead fucking serious.
I always love the audacity of billionaires wearing cowboy hats. Like, you're not fucking cool, dude. Don't even try it. Wear your stupid fucking spacesuit. Don't act like you're a space cowboy. You didn't even fucking, you edged space. Like, you didn't even fucking go to space. Like, it's just, don't be that guy. I mean, I love it when NASA does it because they're doing it for the betterment of humanity. When billionaires do it, it's just their billionaire pissing contest.
Yeah,
it's
a dick measuring contest, and Jeff Bezos literally took a giant dick to space. I mean, like his
it couldn't be more. Yeah,
it's one of those
more poetic.
At least Elon is trying to advance the technology and actually go to Mars and try to do things. These two are just trying to make money off of it because they're commercializing it.
Yeah, they're going to. Yeah, we did it first, but now we're going to start selling tickets at like thousands, millions of dollars,
hundreds
or whatever.
Of thousands.
Yeah, for you to do the same thing because look, we did it. It's safe. We can make it happen. Which, like, on the bottom, like, okay, cool. Like, that's not necessarily the price, but like, okay, so like traveling in space, we're getting to that point. Like that is a cool advancement. But like, you know, people are like, oh, look at these billionaires spending all this money to advance our space, like our space program, essentially, you know, or not really the program, but just like look at what they're doing. But the problem is like our government's been trying to do that, but because these guys aren't paying their like share in taxes and stuff, the funding for our actual space programs are being cut.
Yep.
And so it's like, wow, you're doing it on your own while the government is literally like limping along trying to do it themselves. And like, if you just like would pay taxes, like we could be making it happen. So you don't necessarily have to, like you could be doing other things. It's just ridiculous. Like that our country is real. Why haven't been to the fucking moon? It's just shit's fucking expensive. Like there's all this stuff that like, But you're going to do it because, yeah, you have this influx of money because you don't fucking pay anything back to the people to actually help advance society. Like, yeah, you're not advancing society, you're advancing rich people, and it's so fucking aggravating. So yeah.
I have a theory, and I'm pretty sure I'm 99% on. You know, we look at billionaires and we say, like, you know, this is a really fucked up. They could be spending that money somewhere else, right? They could be, like you said earlier, solving world hunger, giving everyone, like, if you, it came out somewhere that Jeff Bezos was like, he made $3 trillion in a day or some bullshit, or $1 billion in a day.
It was like, oh, he'd have to pay, based on like the corporate wealth tax or whatever that they want to like implement, like he would have to pay in the year, like, it was like $5 billion in taxes. I'm like, that's a lot of fucking money. And then, yeah, it was like, don't worry about it. He just made $9 billion yesterday. Like, he wouldn't even have to pay a day's worth. I mean, obviously his paycheck doesn't say that billions. It's all in stocks and blah, blah, blah. What the fuck ever. Again, that's all just corporate bullshit to make sure that people don't have to pay anything. But like, that, it wouldn't hurt him at all to give that money to the United States to help.
Right. So here's my
issue.
Here's my thing. They, as much as you think that a billionaire has a ton of money and can do whatever they want, and if they wanted to end world hunger, they can't. Unless you get into a position like Bill Gates, where he actually is trying to help and like put his money where his mouth is and all that, for a lot of things. Because the government still controls them. They've taken so many shortcuts, and they have so many tax incentives for all the states and cities that they're in, the government subsidiaries, like everything that they have to lessen the blow to them for taxes and for loopholes and everything, all the payoffs that they do. The government does not want world hunger to end. They do not want homeless in homes. They want poverty. They want us to struggle. They want us to stay down because we are the cogs in the wheel that make everyone else rich. So if Jeff Bezos, if anybody else was like, we're going to end world hunger, we're going to give everybody blah, 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 the government would be like, you do this and we will fuck you. Like, you will end. And we will end everything that is you. So that's my theory on things. And I would be hard pressed to say that I'd be wrong on that. Thoughts?
Yeah. I mean, I don't, it would be interesting to see the government try to go up against Jeff Bezos just because he has more resources than they do at this point.
Yeah.
Like literally this, I mean, but this motherfucker could literally just be like, cool, I'm going to the moon. Come at me, bro. And like, what are they going to do? Like, they can't do anything.
Right. But they they can impose more taxes. They could take away all of the incentives. They could do, they can start going in and like doing,
the thing that they actually should be doing anyways. Like, right, yeah,
exactly. But
they won't even do that. That's why they're allowed to get away with any, I mean, that the whole, that's, that is, I mean, capitalism at its core is just like, it's to make the rich richer and the poor poorer. Right. I mean, that's the whole fucking problem with our country, is that like this bullshit idea of what the American dream is supposed to be, pull yourself up by your bootstraps. I mean, like, even Bezos had like $250,000 from his parents to get him started. So yeah, mm-hmm. Of course, if you have a fucking huge loan like that, you don't even have to pay back. Like, yeah, you could do something and be productive and start an empire.
And make billions off the backs of people underpaid folks.
Yeah. I mean, people underpaid, who are literally
ununionized.
Yeah. I mean,
that's a whole other conversation. I know. Yeah, we're just going to go deeper and deeper. So let's.
Yeah. And I know we're probably.
Let's lighten it up.
Who are like on the opposite like spectrum of us. I mean, we're, I think it's pretty fucking clear we're pretty left leaning as far as our political and societal views of things. But it's just aggravating. Like, again, just for the, it goes back, we're gonna go jump to the women's soccer team real fast. Did you guys watch the LFG documentary? No, on HBO?
I still haven't.
I did not, but
okay, so it. It's about how they deserve equal pay as women soccer players. Mm-hmm. And the U.S. Soccer Federation saying like, well, y'all did get paid more than the men's team, and they're going like, barely. And also we played like 40 more games than the men did because we actually went to actual championships and actually qualified for stuff. We had more wins than the men team did. Like we did more and we barely got paid more. Like there's one of the female soccer players when their season went in would go to Amazon and pack boxes to make ends meet because the U.S. Soccer Federation did not pay her enough. She got paid $15,000 a year to play soccer on a professional level for the U.S. team. And it's just, that sucks that she had to go to fucking Amazon and even still only got paid like $15 an hour or not even $15 an hour. I think it was like $12 an hour to make ends meet. Like, it's just ridiculous. Our minimum wage shouldn't be $7.50 or whatever the fuck it still is. Like, it hasn't changed since 2009. Everything else has gone up since then. People can't fucking afford anything. It's ridiculous. And these old fucks are telling us like, well, I paid for college by working at McDonald's.
Yeah.
When college cost you $4,000.
Yeah.
Buying inflation, a new home cost you $20,000. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not, you cannot buy a home like in the United States right now due to lumber shortages and whatnot for under like $200,000 in most places, unless because anything that's less than that is already sold because the housing market right now, you can't fucking do anything.
There was an article that came out too that said that the generation after us is they're making I think it's like they're making less and their debt is more because we're on a seesaw where it's everything costs way more and we're still not getting paid more. And so it's just, yeah, it's one of those things where everyone is fucked. Anyways, you guys want to talk about something fun?
Oh, please. Jesus Christ.
So speaking about capitalism,
yay. My favorite topic.
Oh boy.
Superhero comic book creators are kind of screwed when it comes to their creations, right? So they're demanding more money as their creations are making billions for Disney and Warner Brothers. For example, Superman, Jerry Siegel and Joel Shuster sold the rights to Superman to Detective Comics, also known as DC, back then for $130 before it blew up. So it's grossed over, their films have grossed over $2.5 billion at the box office.
Yeah, easily.
But now we're starting to see another generation, like writer Ed Brubaker, who is responsible for Bucky Barnes and resurrecting him as the Winter Soldier in the Marvel Comics. So he appeared on Kevin Smith's podcast, and he was talking about it, and he says that he has made more money from residuals as a cameo actor in Captain America than he did as the Winter Soldier's original comic creator. Here's the question, though. You create a character while working at a company. Do you think that you are entitled to residuals when you were hired for a company to create characters and to write for them? Like, even though you created it, it's not your character. You are credited as the creator of it, but it's owned by DC and they could do whatever they want with it at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's tough, right? Because like, obviously you want to see people get paid fairly, but when it comes to stuff like this, like it's in your contract properties. And when you're creating something for a corporation or whatever, like, yeah, I mean, you want that credit and hopefully you would have been, I mean, you know, when he created Bucky Barnes forever ago, well, not created Bucky Barnes, but brought back Bucky Barnes as the Winter Soldier forever ago. Like, it probably wasn't in their scope of, like, well, this is going to become a movie character, a huge franchise character, and stuff like that. So it probably wasn't worked in their contract where, okay, if he ever shows up in anything else, I need this many points or whatever on the back end, right? Like, even if it's just, like, a half of, you know, whatever. I just need some sort of credit payment for that creation because you'd have to work that into your contract. So, and that's unfortunate, like, that... You know, I mean, we even see that with like Witcher, right? Like the guy had the opportunity to sell the Witcher or whatever to the, when he was doing the like the video game, right? Didn't he like have the, and he opted not, he just wanted like credit or something. I forget what it was. He wanted something He only got paid like $1 million for Witcher, and now like Witcher's like the video game franchise taken off, and he only got paid $1 million instead of taking like the
he chose the flat rate over that,
yeah. Which is what you see some of these, especially you know like the Superman people, they paid $130 or whatever. Now they're set for life regardless, because it just I'm sure they probably also will still get money for anything Superman somehow. Whether it be credits and stuff, but yeah, some of these people, when you get signed on to go create for Marvel or DC, I'm sure it's in their contract now where it's just like, this is their property and this is their stuff. And I don't know how, you know, I'm sure
they've lawyered up and worked out the terms on that.
Yeah. But if they're going to bring in someone who's known already for like their character work and other properties and stuff, it's like Frank Miller or whatever, right? Like, I'm sure it, when you're working with someone who's established and well-known, that, like, I'm sure they have maybe a little more power to be like, okay, I'm going to create this character for you or this series, and I'm going to create characters and whatnot. If they show up anywhere else, like, you know I'm getting a cut of whatever that is. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to get money for the amount of time that character spends in that franchise from here on forward. But for new creators and new artists and new writers and stuff, like, I have to imagine that people like Disney and WB or whatever who own like these, well, I don't know, WB, like I'm sure it's, there's something in there where like they no.
Well, it looks like it is
our property, and I mean, you get credit, but maybe not residuals.
It looks like at some point, I think it's maybe starting to change, because in this, it also talks about Jim Starlin, who created Gamora, Drax, and Thanos. And he just went on to say that he also created a DC villain called KG Beast, who appeared in Batman vs. Superman, the movie. And he said that, I just received a very big check from DC Entertainment for my participation in Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice, much bigger than anything I ever got for creating Thanos, Gamora, Drax, and for them showing up in any various Marvel movie they appeared in. So it seems like at least, you know, there's credit being thrown away there from WB as to what Marvel's like, nah, fuck that. This is our shit.
It seems even more selective. Yeah.
Well, I think it all comes down to contracts. What was the contract that you signed when you created these characters? Because if he did that for Marvel and Marvel had nothing in their contract about like any future plans for media, like, you know, maybe they just didn't. Because a lot of these things also were created before Disney came in. And not that like Disney is going to be like, well, fuck your old contracts, but like,
they're not going to pay if they don't have to, because that's more money for them.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's kind of Disney's whole thing with everything. I mean, that's kind of how they roll.
Didn't we have something similar happen about 10 years ago with TV? I mean, with this whole move to streaming.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like a lot of these folks had to kind of like recreate contracts now to include, you know, streaming capabilities. So this contracts now in comics should be something like that.
Yeah. Might see like a writer strike in the comic industry for stuff just like that. Yeah. Because that had to do with like, okay, you get paid for doing this, and then you get paid for like syndication, like any sort of like replaying. But when it goes to streaming, that falls out of syndication because it's no longer on TV and it's on a streaming platform, and there was nothing set up for that. And so, yes, writers were not getting paid for people streaming their content on Netflix or Hulu or YouTube or wherever the fuck people are watching stuff, and were paying to watch it. And so that, like, that makes sense because they had something similar already in their contract. But now with the change in technology and how people were watching stuff, like that had to evolve.
Yeah. And so this is the next thing that would need to evolve for comic book writers and
creators. Comic book writers. Yeah. And I mean, it's tough because again, like, you know how it is, like any company you go work for, if you're working creatively, anything you create while you're working for that company is property of that company.
Yep. I don't think the writers are going to get, I don't think writers will get a new contract, to be honest. I think that only if you create a character, I think that that will net you some residuals if they're used in a film.
On your own time.
So, no.
not using company.
No, I'm just saying, like, not necessarily, but like, okay, well, I wrote this arc, then they use that arc as inspiration for this, like, you're not getting paid. But you create, you know, a character in an arc and that character then shows up, then yeah, you'll probably get some money.
Yeah, for it. I would think that you would get a residual for that, but not for actual stories because of the fact that you're already being paid to write those stories. Like you're getting a paycheck, you're on our payroll. But I think that there's something to be said about, hey, I am the creator of this character. I should be credited with that and or paid for it going forward. And I think that would, I think that they have some ground to stand on there with when it comes to luring up and getting a new contract.
Yeah. It's just, again, it's tough for all this older stuff where you have these characters who have been in the Marvel or DC like universe for however long. Even stuff like KGB, it's like KGB's been around for years, right? And so it's just, it's tough for those old contracts because, like, yeah, you didn't see this coming. Mm-hmm. And you would hope that these studios would do the right thing and credit and pay these people who created these characters. But I mean, again, consumerism, capitalism, it ain't gonna fucking happen,
right?
Especially not for people like Disney, where they're like, well, we already shelled out $2 billion to buy Marvel.
Yeah, enough?
Yeah, is that enough? Okay, Marvel, you should have paid your people accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. We'll see. Who knows? I mean, I do think that people should be paid for their creations beyond just the payment for the creation, especially if that character is like Bucky Barnes and just blows up.
Mm-hmm. Even if it's something small.
Loki, right? Like, I mean, Loki, while a big character in like the Marvel, but he's bigger now because of Tom Hiddleston and the MCU. Like whoever created him should be like fucking just rolling in cash right now.
Even if it's just like something small, like, okay, well, your every appearance or X amount of time on screen, you know, you get a check and it's for 25 grand or 50 or 100,000, you know, I don't think that these guys are looking for millions because that's, you know, but shit, here's a bonus because we used them in a movie.
I just want a piece of the pie, man. I mean, like I said, these superhero movies and TV shows are making money hand over fist. Yep. So people just want their fair share, like Doug said, you know.
So, all right.
Loki was brought into Marvel by Stanley.
Yeah.
And Lee Liber.
Well, so he needs a bonus. Liber. So he needs a bonus and then.
Redesigned by Jack Kirby. So he's fine. They're fine.
All right. That's it for this week. We only got through two stories, but that's okay. That's all right. We everyone else knows the news. Like, fuck Activision Blizzard.
Yeah,
you know, seriously, shit, fuck so. Them. I'm not playing any more of their games ever. Fuck them.
Anyways, but not until they fire Bobby Kotick.
Other than that, tomorrow we got Thirsty Thursday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.